New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the governors are trying to adopt a unified approach to legalization to avoid their residents crossing borders and going to other states where the laws might be more expansive or the taxes might be lower.
There's a desire to do this. I believe the people of this state and our surrounding states have a desire to do it. But the old expression, the devil is in the details. How you do this is all the difference. And as I said, it can be a positive if done right. It can be a negative if it's not done correctly.
New York legislators proposed bills in 2019 to legalize recreational cannabis, but could not provide enough yes votes to pass the measure before the session concluded in June. After the meeting, the governor said in a statement that they came up with some core principles, including researching the experiences of other states that have legalized cannabis and adopting the best practices. They will also advocate for the passage of the Secure and Fair Enforcement or Safe Banking Act that would override federal rules that have forced cannabis companies to conduct all of their business in cash. Any agreements ultimately made by the governors would still need the approval of the state's legislatures, and legislative leaders of several states attended, including New York Senate Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie. The summit also addressed the practice of vaping and the epidemic of a vaping-related lung ailment that has sickened over 1,000 people nationwide and killed several. The illness has so far been linked to black market marijuana products, but health officials have not reached any conclusions. The states also agreed to take more steps to discourage minors from vaping any types of products, including nicotine. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the steep rise in teen vaping is a public health threat.
We've got an exploding vaping reality among youth, which has become an enormous challenge, health and beyond. And that's something I think we all share.
The New York State Health Department has issued a ban on flavored nicotine e-cigarettes, saying they lead to increased use by teens. But that ban is on hold, pending a court challenge from the vaping industry. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.